Welcome to Trackcastic, the fantastic podcast brought to you by Twitter's Athleticos. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Trackcastic Christmas special. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even geese a crouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would bring Chris her hair.
Out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from the bed like a Lainey Automata. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters like Melanie Pashk.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow shone brighter than Sam amidst a hug with Renault. When what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer?
Now Dasher, now Castor, Prandini and Christian, on Callum, on Elliot, and 2 in Gabritsen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pouring of chain-smoking Ruth. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, Elko St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He sprang to his sleigh all leapy and lungy, and away they all flew like Minjinga Kumbunji. But I heard him explain, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh. What an absolutely beautiful story. I think I'm crying inside. That touched me deeply. Very, very deeply. Happy Christmas, everyone. Crew is here today.
I'm Gabby at Smoky Mozzarella.
I'm Carol at Flick22S.
I'm Chris at Chris Brown Sport.
I'm Kerry at Le Petit Cochon.
And I'm David at Fan_Athletics.
Yay. Oh, those words, Gabby, you're so talented.
That's one way of putting it.
I just love Chain Smoking Ruth. That was my favourite. Yeah.
Chain Smoking Ruth. I like it. You got Kumbunji in there.
It's not Christmas without Chain Smoking Ruth, is it?
No. Who gets Kumbunji to rhyme? I mean, that's amazing. That's talent.
I'm loving it. In the last kind of rhyming attempts that we did, I must admit.
Yeah, every time we have one of these rhyming games, I'm just taking notes so that we can put it in.
That's a good idea. So, lads and lassies, what a show we have today. We had some really good feedback on the last pod, so thanks so much for you guys for listening. We were discussing some, I guess, serious issues in the sport, but today is party time. It's Athleticos being absolute gobshites. That's what we do best, and that's what we're here to do today on Trackastic.
So I think we're all in the mood for Christmas now, so we've got a very special Christmas quiz for you. We'll pull a few crackers and we'll hand out a few Trackastic awards of the year, and we've got a very special guest joining us today to help us hand out those awards and to help us with the quiz. We have Dr. Dan. Hello.
Yay.
Dan.
Hello, 'tis I, the veritable spirit of Christmas. No, I was just thinking when you mentioned about Sebco, do you remember when we were so glad that it wasn't Sergei Bubka who was going to be the new president of the IAAF? Oh, yeah. Christ. Anyway, happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas, Daniel.
Happy Christmas to you, Jamie. I think of you very much as the Terry Wogan of athletics podcasts, so it's lovely to be with you again.
Thank you. Slightly smaller ears, but yeah, thank you.
And well, also he's dead.
Yeah. I do wear a lot of chinos, and sometimes there's a Terry Wogan situation going on with the chinos, but I'm working on that. Oh. Yeah.
What is a Terry Wogan situation?
Oh, I was only told about this because I had one.
Not blankety blank.
This is somebody said to me, you've got a bit of a Terry Wogan situation going with your chinos. And I was like, sorry, what? And it turns out I had to Google it and I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's niche.
Yeah, it's when you're a little bit limp or Christy in Lycra, but in chinos.
Okay.
So it's pretty gross if you ever Google it.
Yeah. I'm glad I put my Tuesday night aside for this.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
I'll pause while we all kind of Google with our eyes half shut there. Terry Wogan situation, is that the phrase?
Because I'm just about to miss. I guess Terry Wogan chinos sitting.
Chinos, right, sorry. Chinos is the important word. No, I'm not.
Oh, no, wait. If you type in Terry Wogan trouser situation,
oh, that works. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Or wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
You're welcome, listeners. You're all welcome.
Oh, Jesus.
So somebody, I learned about that because apparently I had the same situation. And it was terribly embarrassing.
Oh. Oh. Delete history. Oh, my God. Anyway,
actually, Jamie, well done you, frankly.
That's quite a flattering thing for somebody to say to you.
Fair play. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Tongue like Terry Wogan.
We've only started, guys. I'm already on the verge of wetting myself. Brilliant.
Like Terry Wogan.
A little bit. Without the cream genos. Oh, Gabby.
This will be a wonderful quiz question for next year, won't it?
Absolutely. Well, you've learned something this evening, guys. You're welcome. That was the first quiz question.
We're going to do a quiz.
What's a Terry Wogan situation? Now we know.
Anyway, so we have a Christmas quiz lined up for you. So the single purpose of this quiz is to try and get as many bad athletics puns into this podcast as possible. So don't be alarmed if there are Christmas athletics puns coming at you from all angles. I'm just warning you, if you don't want to listen, switch off now. So each of us has made up a round, and each round is either a theme or a general knowledge round. And we're all going to ask each other questions. And Jamie, you're going to be the scorekeeper, aren't you? Rather like, you know, the Diamond League counter.
Absolutely. So I'm going to analyse your results in the way that the IAAF analyse results and conduct surveys. So basically, I'll listen and then I'll decide what the fuck I want at the end. Yeah, happy with that.
Lovely.
Empirical evidence, no problem.
That sounds entirely appropriate. Uh-huh. I suspect we've all got a slightly different format to our quizzes. I know that I've got hard questions and easy questions, just in case no one knows the hard questions. Kerry, I think we're going to start with you. And just to introduce your round, I'm going to introduce it with a Christmas Carol athletics pun. So imagine that you've got Mary Keitany's boy child playing in the background. Would you like to introduce your quiz round?
Sorry, I've lost my wording.
What a Twitter bio that would be.
Sorry, I've lost my wording.
So yeah, a couple of weeks ago I had a little bit of a catch up with Father Christmas, and he let me have a sneak peek at some of the lists he's compiled for athletes and people connected to athletics. So would you like to hear some of them?
Absolutely.
Right, so, Chris.
Yeah.
Who do you think this is for? A measuring tape, a new wallet for his money, and a signed photo of Emma Coburn?
Well, signed photo of Emma Coburn, okay. Is a measuring tape, is that for measuring the height of women's hurdles? I think it might be Uncle Tim. I think
I've just got the wallet. I've just got the wallet bit.
Enlighten me on the wallet bit, because I wasn't. What does the wallet bit mean?
It's for his money.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry, the penny just dropped for my money.
Amazing. You are correct. It is Tim Hutching. So this person is being given a bigger medal cabinet, tiny jumpers for tiny dogs, and a Liverpool season ticket. Oh, that was the carol.
Katerina Johnson Thompson.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yay!
This one's for Gabby.
Okay.
So this person is being given a GPS tracker,
okay,
a Where's Wally book, and a 14-month calendar.
I always wondered what those calendars were and those notebooks. It's like, who wants a calendar that's not 12 months? Who wants these 18-month calendars and stuff? No,
well,
I know.
Now you know.
So, is this gift list for Christian Coleman?
It is.
Yay!
Okay, David, this one's for you.
Yep.
So this person is being given a big bag of appetizing peanuts. A bottle of champagne and a lifetime supply of fries.
This definitely, I could have got it after the first one. Definitely Edna Kiplagat.
Correct.
What's the champagne?
That was another athlete saying she was going to drink some champagne with her after she finished her appetizing peanuts.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love it.
That was quite niche, but there you go.
None of those. Okay. I got none of those. So perfect.
Dan, this one's for you.
Oh, lovely.
This athlete will be receiving a giant Toblerone, a box of Alpen, and the undying love of a number of Atleticos.
Toblerone, Alpen. So Swiss. Is it Werner Gunther? No. It couldn't possibly be someone who rhymes with spongy. It must be the magnificent. What a woman, as another Dan would say, Mujinga Kambunji.
Correct.
Yeah. Whoop.
Finally, Jamie, this one's for you.
Thank you.
This person is getting a giant lump of coal.
That's it. A giant lump of coal. Sebco.
One more guess.
Who is worse than Sebco in international athletics right now?
Salazar.
Yay!
Yay. I was literally I literally thought, pick a Salazar athlete. Maybe. And I was like, no, pick Salazar himself. Okay. We got there.
Excellent round.
There we go.
Love it. I'm going to give
any insight?
Yeah, my insight is a bonus point for Dr. Dan for coming up on another rhyming word for Kambunji.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I could have done with that when I was trying to find something.
Punchy.
Does that mean Dan's in the lead then?
It would, but then David got it after peanuts, which is very niche. Very niche. So I think we have a little bit of a tiebreaker between Dan and David.
Ooh. Well, David, it's your round next. So the background music for this is Da Baba, It's Cold Outside. Would you like to introduce your round?
Yes. So we've had our Christmas presents from Kerry now. So now it's time for the Christmas dinner. So my round is called Who's Coming to Christmas? I've actually got 8 questions, so we'll have one for each year and then 2 like bonus ones open to anyone.
Ooh.
Nice.
And so basically it's 8 different athletes who are going to be coming to my dinner party, my Christmas dinner party. I'll read out the clues for something they've done this year and you have to tell me who the athlete is. Sound okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So we'll start with Kerry. So let me see which one. This dinner guest won European indoor gold in the 60 meter hurdles before placing 6th in the world outdoor champs over 100 meter hurdles. Do you want another clue?
Oh my god, I've gone blank.
A certain Atletico is a very big
part of... Nadine Visser.
Yes, got it.
Yeah.
They are quite difficult questions, so I can give additional clues for some of them if needs be. But yeah, well done, Kerry. Next up, Chris.
Okay.
So this dinner guest battled with injuries this season, competing only twice before the World Champs. They finished fifth in Paris and seventh in the Diamond League final in Brussels. However, in Doha, they came away with the gold. Who is the athlete?
Is it Barshim?
No, I also, that's, if you want another clue.
Yeah, give me another clue.
They won their event by 1/100th of a second.
Oh, I know. It's Kip Ruto.
Well done. In the steeplechase.
Yes.
Good job. Next up, Gabby.
Okay.
I'm slightly concerned because now I've seen that you take notes on absolutely everything that happens in the season. so you're not allowed to look at your book.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. So this dinner guest cleared 5.95 in the men's pole vault at NCAAs this year, beating Mondo in the process. Who is this athlete?
It is the American whose name I can't remember.
I also couldn't remember his name. I had to look it up.
So I know, was this the guy, right, who was at the World Championships with Sam Kendricks and was totally getting into all the bromance stuff, but not really getting the bromance stuff?
Could have been, Gabby. Could have been.
Does he have curly hair?
I don't know. I feel like this is coming back on me now, this question, and I don't like it.
Because I genuinely can't remember his name. I remember seeing that Mondo was beaten by another American, but I couldn't. I'd just be making his name up. I'd just like, give me a name.
Let me Google him, and if he has curly hair, you can get the point.
Right, okay. Fair enough.
Let's see.
If he's not, can we steal with a guess?
Yes.
Stealing.
Okay. He does not have curly hair, Gabby.
Okay.
You're thinking of the other guy, the other American.
So, does someone want to buzz in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So that's open to the
floor. I would like to buzz.
Yes.
With a potentially incorrect answer. Is it Scott Houston?
No, Kerry. You're frozen out.
Oh. I'm sorry. Can I just call Kerry out on the most generic American guest name ever? Scott Houston. It's like, was it Bobby Dallas? Or Jonathan Johnny New Texas. York?
Mike Reno.
Chad Florida.
Anyone else?
Oh, gosh. This guy had a great year.
Shakari Richardson.
David, you've got us. You've got us all.
So the athlete is Chris Nielsen. I also, to be fair, I also didn't know what his name was before I Googled it today. So,
is Scott Houston the guy with the curly hair? Because Kerry can't have a point for that.
I think that's Cole Walsh.
Yeah, you're thinking of Cole Walsh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. Yeah. That was a stinker, Dave. Total stinker.
Carl, up next.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a distance one, so good luck. Oh. Actually, I actually had one with you in mind. So it's not a distance one anymore. This dinner guest set a PB of 9.9 seconds in the men's 100-meter final in Doha, enough to grab bronze.
Bronze.
Oh. If you need another clue, I can give you one.
Yeah, because I'm stuck between two people, so...
So he followed this up a few days later with 200 meter silver.
And the DeGrasse.
Yep, DeGrasse. Well done.
Can I just apologise because my phone, I don't know if it's come out in the audio. There was an ASMR video playing in the background.
I thought you said an S&M video playing in the background. Totally appropriate for this episode, I think.
I keep my microphone muted.
Yeah, same.
Next up, Dan.
Hello, yes.
Okay, so this dinner guest competed in her seventh World Champs this year, where she ran the 200 meters, and she managed to equal her best ever World Championships placing, where she finished seventh in the final.
Oh, is that Lalava?
Too easy.
I love her.
10.77, my Aunt Fanny. That's got to have been downhill at Chaux-le-Fonds on 90-meter track.
I mean, she's been living off of that for years.
That was too easy. Okay, who's left? Jimmy?
Yeah, it's me, pal.
This dinner guest won a bronze medal at the World Cross Country Championships in Aarhus.
Bollocks.
A silver in the Doha 10K.
Bollocks.
Finally setting a world 15-kilometer record in November.
Absolute bollocks. Not a notion.
It was quite
a Kenyan.
I think Uncle. No.
No.
A Ugandan.
No.
An Ethiopian.
Yes.
Gebre Wet.
It's a woman.
Dorada Tulu. Tulu. Not a notion.
No idea. Anyone else? You guys, so
silver in Doha over 10K?
Yeah, so bronze and the World Cross.
The really tall girl, the really tall one.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
what's her name?
She's a lovely stride.
Desi or something. Is it Desi?
Close.
Is it Heike Gabby?
Oh, is it?
Heike Desi.
Is it Gide?
Well done. Chris.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She is.
She's brilliant. And her running style is beautiful to watch also. Gorgeous.
Yeah, and apparently, like, her time in that 15K really is, like, the equivalent of like, a 63-minute half marathon or something insane.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Uncle Tim, I think, was a bit up in arms about the whole thing.
So did you have one left, David? Because you could do that as a kind of sudden death. Whoever shouts out first gets a point.
Okay, sounds good. You probably won't.
That's
get
not how sudden death works, Gabby.
Okay, right. So this final dinner guest upstaged Jonas Kjeldsen at the Birmingham Indoor Grand Prix, setting a new indoor 1500 meter world record.
Varega?
Jesus Espana.
Stefan Hassan.
I remember it happening.
Yeah,
it wasn't Jakob, was it?
No.
Can I look at my notebook? Actually, Frank, did I not send a picture of exactly that to you guys earlier in our group chat?
I think you might have done because it was.
Oh, you might have done.
Was it a Sarah?
Yes, who said that?
Me.
Daniel.
Fantastic. Well played.
Very well played.
That's the only piece of distance running knowledge I know, apart from the fact that Kirsty Wade was robbed of dozens of gold medals in the 80s.
Kirsty Wade.
Yeah, Gabby, that was on your notes, but all we've got is Kjeldsen just missed the world record, and that's it. And it goes off the page. So.
Well, it's hard to pick a winner of that round, I'm going to be honest. Daniel got the bonus question, but then I already gave Daniel a point. David, I'm going to give you the point for that one, for asking two really tricky questions. So, I'll there you go. It. You're going to get it. Cheers, the winner dude. Of that round was the Quizmaster.
It's like living in the court of this totally arbitrary, totalitarian dictator. Mm. Who knows? Who will he kill next? It's mm-hmm. Jamie.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fine. I've read the IAAF rules. Everything that I'm doing here is within bounds, so we're fine. Mm-hmm. It's good. This is how they conduct data. This is fine. This is like the survey, but my way. It's going to end with banning the triple jump. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
So the next round is actually my round, and the song in the background is Decathlon the Halls with Bows of Daily. And it will be a surprise to no one that it's a round that is focused on decathlon. I've put a little spin on it. So I have come up with a question for each of Santa's reindeer. Love. So I'm going to ask you all to pick a reindeer, and then you'll just get whatever question is really dubiously linked to that reindeer. Some of them are dead easy. Some of them are really obscure. So I have some backup questions and clues and stuff. Jamie, do you want to go first? Pick a reindeer.
First of all, I just want to say, Gabby, you are so wasted. The talent that you have just blows my mind. It's endless.
You haven't heard the questions yet.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the reindeer, I'm going to prick. That little prick, Dancer.
Dancer. Right, okay. This is quite a hard one, okay? Dancer. Which decathlete famously, let's take a broad kind of interpretation of famously, which decathlete famously danced to I'm Sexy and I Know It and did a striptease during the pole vault in Toulon's in 2018 during Kevin Mayer's world record breaking decathlon?
Interesting, because as far as I was concerned, there was nobody else in that competition. Only Kevin Mayer. Was this person French? Another French?
Am I allowed to answer questions?
Oh, shite. So I'm going to say Disco Burger.
Okay. It wasn't the Disco Burger. Does anyone want to kind of come in and steal the answer? Does anyone know the answer? Nope. Hmm. Okay. Right, well, I'll give you a follow-up, easier question then, Jamie. Name any other athlete who competed in that competition. and Dominic Disco Burger wasn't there.
Absolute. Oh God, Gabby, that's so cruel.
You have mentioned one already.
I don't know how to pronounce his name though, pal.
Okay, you don't get points taken off if you don't know his name.
Okay, is it Auziel Bastien or something like that?
Yes!
Yeah! Okay.
Auziel.
How do I say it? Teach me how.
I don't know. I'm just saying that. It's probably something else. Does anyone speak French? Le Petit Cochon, do you speak French? How would you say Bastien Auziel?
Like that.
Okay.
Right, okay, Jamie, right. Chris, pick a reindeer, dear God. Please pick a reindeer.
I will go with Donna in the hope that it's about Donna Fraser.
Not well known.
Famous decathlete.
Famous decathlete, Donna Fraser.
Donna, right, here we go. A Donner kebab is a very tasty snack.
Debatable.
What is Nicholas Cole's snack of choice when he's competing?
He's quite
but you
young.
Should know this.
Said this the other day.
Oh, should I? Oh no! Have I not been paying attention?
Can I steal it?
Yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead and steal.
I don't really know the answer though.
Let's give Chris a kind of just a chance to make sure he doesn't know it.
What would his snack be? What is it? German related? Apple strudel. I don't know.
No. But I thought you almost got it there. But no, it's not apple strudel.
Okay.
So right, are you giving up?
Yeah.
I'll come back and give you a bonus question. Does anyone want to jump in and steal the answer?
Well, that was my answer, so no.
An apple.
Seriously, none of you
like vaguely racist German food.
I think so. Yeah.
Frankfurter.
Is it not like he eats like a kilogram of it, whatever it is? Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the
Frankfurter.
Actual apples.
Is it pureed apples?
It's pureed apples. Yes.
Get out of it. What is he? 6 months old. Holy shit! Is he still breastfed?
Eating baby food.
Apple mush, as it translates, because he said it's easier for him to digest than bread or anything else. So, but here's the opportunity for a bonus one, Chris. Which decathlete's name includes a delicious Christmas dish?
Oh, okay.
What would you serve up on Christmas Day?
Turkey.
Keep going.
Sprouts.
You were closer with turkey.
Okay. Is it another kind of bird, like a goose?
Keep going.
A pheasant?
Keep going. Name another bird.
A duck.
Ah.
Oh!
Is there a duck? Oh, it's the French guy. Is he not
burned?
I don't know.
No!
Tim Campbell Sourceworth.
Has he said yet? I can't hear your tears.
Chicken? I feel like I've named all the birds that are edible.
I'll give you a clue. Which British decathlete's name includes a delicious Christmas
dinner? Oh, sorry. I did say duck. I must. I did say, yeah, obviously, yeah, Tim Duckworth. I just think, I've sort of done all the birds here.
Oh. Oh. I work out your own points from that.
Yeah.
Right, Dan, pick a reindeer.
In honour of Dina Asher-Smith, we'll have Dasher.
Okay, Dasher. Which decathlete broke the world record for the 100 metres in a decathlon this year?
I don't know or care.
Sorry. the chap from Canada. Bruni Surin.
No. Brian Adams. I don't know. Decathlon. Canadian. No idea.
Does anyone want to jump in?
Me.
Go.
Damian Warner.
Yeah, him.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, chance for a follow-up question, Dan. You can try and get a point back.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Whose record did he break?
Oh, sorry, I still have no idea. Sorry,
I forgot briefly we were on radio then. I just sort of slipped underneath the table. Whose record did he break? Whose record did he... no idea.
Okay. Anyone want to jump in?
Me.
Was it Garda Shoah?
Was it not his own?
It was his own record, yes.
Oh, that's sneaky.
So you didn't know the same answer to it twice, which is...
Don't get this on Only Connect. No.
Okay. Carol, do you want to pick a reindeer?
Can I have Comet, please?
Comet, okay. Comet is a star. Stars and Stripes is a US flag. Which US decathlete no-heighted in the pole vault at the World Championships in Doha?
I don't know. I can't even think who the US decathletes on the team were, to be honest.
Can I steal this one? I think I know this one.
Well, wait to see if Carol has a flash of light.
No, go ahead, Chris. No idea.
Was it Devon Williams?
It was. Carol, do you want a follow-up question?
Okay.
Name one of the other US decathletes.
Oh, God.
No idea.
Okay. We'll open that up. So there's 2 points going there. Does anyone else want to jump in with any of the other two?
Does one of them have like the same initials? Like,
yes, as themselves.
Yeah.
As like Dominic Distelberger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know who they are though.
Somebody Harrison.
Chris has kind of already given you a clue with the first answer, but not in the way he thinks it is.
Were there not two with the same name, surname?
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Between you, you've already said the answer, so you might have to split the points.
Harrison Williams.
Yes, yes. Oh.
Brilliant.
I'm going to put you out your misery now, because the third one was Solomon Simmons.
Oh.
Is your alliteration. So,
they just made that up, didn't they?
So I have a couple of other questions, but one of them I'm just going to throw out as a bonus one. In fact, two of them I'm going to throw out as a bonus one. So if you'd picked Cupid, and I'm just going to say this out loud, and whoever shouts the answers out first gets the points. So for Cupid, Cupid's all about love, okay? Kerry makes heart eyes at two current decathletes of Europe. Name both of them.
Tim Novak?
Yeah.
Was that right, Kerry?
Yeah.
Kerry, you can steal this if no one gets it.
Is it? It's not. No. It's not Cowell. It's not Nicholas Cowell, is it? He's too young.
No.
I just Googled Tim Novak. I should pay more attention to the decathlon.
Shall I give a clue, Kerry?
Yeah.
He's a European indoor champion.
Jorge Arena. Yeah.
Yay. Shame on you. Shame on you all. Right, I have one more, which is actually a speed round, and I don't think there should be any points for this. But for Rudolph, if you'd picked Rudolph, I would have said, Rudolph is famous for pulling Santa's sleigh. Name a decathlete whose name rhymes with sleigh, and try and name as many as you can in 30 seconds. Go.
Trey Hardy. I'm taking that.
Well done.
I'm taking that.
Yep.
Delay Thompson.
Slightly Thompson.
We've got what, two world records.
Dean Massey.
Two world record holders.
Someone called Ray.
Current world record
player.
Yeah. Roman Chevrolet. Oh, Arthur B. Laisley.
Well done. I had Arthur. I had another one. An Olympic champion, quite a small Olympic champion. And the most obvious. Yep. American.
Tiny?
Yeah.
Oh, Brian Clay.
What's his name, Dave?
Brian Clay.
And there's the end of the decathlon round for you. So, Jamie, what do you make of that?
I'm going to say that none of you are winners because the decathlon is going to be removed from all future diet leagues. I'm vegan, and I was really offended by some of those questions. I'm not a vegan. I'm also really offended by vegans. But I have to actually give a point, Gabby. You're right. You are getting a point. You are getting a point for the creative genius. That creativity is used in the IAAF to create surveys that mean nothing. So you are going to get a point. Well
thank
done, Gabby.
Much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So next I'm going to move to Chris and the tinkly sound that we have in the background. It's a song called I'll Be Home for Christmas, unless you're Christian Coleman, in which case you're probably somewhere else. So Chris, over to you.
Okay, well, using the title of I'll Be Home for Christmas, I've got some athletes who are writing home for Christmas and they're explaining the highs and lows of their season. And it's up to you guys to guess who's written the letter and who they're talking about in the letter. And I've done one for each of you because it's home, so I'm going to do it for all of your home nations, except Carol, because she's so international, she's lived in two. She's got the international award. Okay, so I'll start with you, Dave.
Okay.
I will not be home this Christmas because I'm just moving to India. it's not quite been my best year, but I did set a PB over 150 metres in Stockton-on-Tees, where the winner of that race was, and that's what you've got to guess, who wrote the letter and who won that race?
Oh, I have not.
Obviously, this person is obviously Northern Irish. So...
And there's only like 25 of us, and I still don't fucking know. they're a sprinter.
Yeah. Well,
they're a male?
Yes.
I feel like I'm playing that game, Guess Who?
Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah, get Colleen Rooney on the case. Still solve it.
Is it?
He won a medal at the Commonwealth last year.
Yeah, was it your? What's his name? that's what I have to give. I know, but does Leon Reid compete for Northern Ireland or the Republic?
Yes, him. No, it's Leon Reid. Yeah, okay. I mean he's. Yeah, I know he competes for Ireland as well, but yeah, Northern Ireland.
The person who won.
Who won the 150 metres? It's Stockton-on-Tees. The highlight of the athletics year.
I feel like that's something that Richard Kilty would rock up to and win. I'm going to go with Harry Aikens-Uridi because, again, he's just shut up all that stuff. So that's what I'm going for.
Yes, it's not him. Anybody want to have a guess? Or does anybody know?
Was it Nathaniel Mitchell Blake?
It was Nathaniel Mitchell Blake.
Fair. Correct.
Woohoo. Okay, Jamie, this one's for you. Okay, I finished the year, finished top 10 in the world at the World Champs with a personal best. But my highlight of my year was winning a medal at the European Indoors. But I was pipped to the silver medal by a few hundredths by this athlete.
Well, I'm so going to say it's Sir, it's Ciara Magee.
It is.
Yeah. What a woman. What a woman.
Who pipped her to
the silver medal? Oh, shit, I didn't even listen to the question properly. Oh, God. Auditory processing difficulties. Okay, second place. Somebody I don't like. Because I remember saying I don't like that person now for beating her. Oh, no, it is somebody I actually do like. It's she's Polish.
Correct.
And Nui.
Yeah, well yeah. done. Okay, Kerry, this is your one. Okay.
Okay.
It's been an up and down year. Missing Doha was really tough. And I almost missed my hen do. But I did win a European bronze medal, beating which athlete into fourth place?
Oh, right, that's Melissa Courtney.
Correct.
But I can't remember who she beat. Is that in the 3000?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Pass.
Does anybody else know?
Was it Eilish?
No.
Yeah, the German out of my head.
Oh, Alina Ray?
Yeah, correct.
In
that battle, because there was a whole British German battle for gold. And
yes.
British film battle for bronze. Okay, Gabby, this one is for you.
Okay.
I set a new personal best at the London Diamond League and won two gold medals at continental level. But I crashed out in the heats in Doha and also in Glasgow. But who was the only other woman to also win two gold medals at European level this year?
You're definitely signed silence here when I realise I've paid attention to nothing throughout the year other than a decathlon. I'm assuming one of the answers is Laura Muir.
Well, sorry, I should clarify, it's at the same championships.
So purely on the basis that one of them must be Scottish and Laura Muir's won two medals in Glasgow. One of them must be her. I have no idea who else she's talking about.
Didn't quite make sense a bit. It's a European under 23 championship is what I'm talking about.
Oh, Gemma.
So it's not Laura Muir.
Okay, right. So, that's a clue. So it's probably Gemma Rickey then.
Yes, she's writing the letter. But who was the other? There was another athlete who won two golds at that champs. Another female athlete who won two golds.
That was the Danish bird.
It was.
Emily something Muller.
Correct. That's exactly
it. I'm glad that I knew the Dane over the Scot. The only reason I knew that was when I was in Tilburg this time last year. I remember the Danish bird there, and that's why I remember her. And I remember being in Yavle, and I was there, although I wasn't watching any of the races. So. Woohoo! Oh, I got a point.
Good, yeah. I know, yeah, that was like the toughest one as well. I'm very impressed. Okay, Dan, this is your question. Okay, I finished second at the British Trials, but I was the first Brit home in Doha. However, I missed the final in 16th place, but I did run a personal best, and so did my compatriot. Who are they?
This all rather is predicated on the idea that I was paying any attention in Doha up to the 16th, something that had six.
So did you miss the final in 16th? Yeah.
Tessa Sanderson. Chrissy Cahill. Rob Denmark.
Or just had Denmark.
Yeah, that may have been why. I have zero idea.
Okay, anybody else know?
Is it Sophie McKenna?
No, she made the final.
Oh, yeah.
Can you repeat the question, please?
So I finished second at the British Trials, but I was the first Brit in Doha. However, I missed the final in 16th place, but I did set a personal best and so did my compatriot.
Amy Pratt?
Yeah, she's one of the answers. Yeah, she was the one, the compatriot, who also set a personal best. But who was the first Brit?
Oh,
Barbara Parker.
What the heck? Elizabeth Bird.
Correct. Well done. Yeah, that was a tough one. Okay, and finally, Carol, this is your letter. It was really good to be back on the track this year and becoming world champion, and also then watching my other half complete the set with a silver and a bronze. Who are they?
Oh.
Me and Alan and Andy DeGrasse.
Correct.
Oh.
And there you go, that's the round.
Oh, that was speedy at the end there, Carol. That was that was no two in one go.
It's okay that I didn't get a letter. That's okay. I won't cry.
No, you had a letter.
You did.
Fuck off. Oh my God, I've had an outer body experience. I need to put down the mushrooms. Fucking hell. Was that only in this round? Fuck, I feel like that was 6 hours ago, lads.
It does feel like it.
It does. A little bit. You didn't have to endure 100 questions at the Atletico Christmas party.
Excellent questions. Excellent questions.
What's your take on that, Jamie, other than forgetting your own question?
Barbara Parker is also still the most renowned British steeplechaser that there is. So I'm going to go with... Kerry had the steeplechase answer, so Kerry is the winner of that round.
So that takes us on to the final round. And the theme tune for Carol's round is Have Yourself Tambury Little Christmas.
That's a Carol, Gabby.
Bring it home.
Slow clap for that one, Gabby. Have yourself Tambury Little Christmas. It's actually better than the original.
Carol, take it away.
Christmas party, lucky dip, really. General knowledge. First up, Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
Who won Hathon Silver in 2013?
Sorry, I didn't catch the event. Who won?
Hit Hathon Silver in 2013.
Ooh, 2013. Was that not Brian Tyson Eaton?
Correct. Chris, who won the silver medal behind Greg Rutherford in Beijing?
Was that Fabrice Lafayette?
It was.
Oh, yes.
Fucking hell, nice.
Can I just say, I knew
Jesus
that.
Christ.
I knew that because I'm probably not going to get mine, so.
Wow, that's impressive.
This one's a bit more left field. Dan, what was... Ashia Hansen's triple jump indoor world record.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What was Ashia Hansen's triple jump indoor world record?
It was very good.
Oh, can I steal?
It's 15:31, wasn't it? 15:15. Oh. I've given up now. Sorry.
I think it's 15:14.
Close. Very great.
Oh, shit. 13?
Other way.
Shall we name all the numbers between 14 and 15?
Yeah, it's 16? In the 15, teens, 18. Anyway. 15, 18.
No.
15, 16.
Closest yet.
15, 16. There we go. Jesus.
So, Jamie, what was Dina's winning time in the Diamond League 100 meter final this year?
It's also very good. Sorry.
What? 10:91. That's all I got.
She was, you know, she was quicker than that.
10:87.
15:16.
Was it 10:89?
Nearly.
10:88.
Yes. Individually, did we win within that competition?
I couldn't hear that. Could you repeat that? It was slightly muffled.
No, I think Carol's underwater for this one. That's a clue. So it's something to do with the steeplechase.
She's drowning in mulled wine.
Your day was European indoor heptathlon, but which individual event did he win within that competition?
So can I just repeat that back to you? Who won the European indoor heptathlon and which individual events did they win?
Yeah, well, I said, yeah, you already won, but which events did he win?
Yeah, so if it was this year's European indoors, it was Jorge. And I'm fairly sure he won the hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he won something else as well. Oh, he won the 1,000 metres as well. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Yay! I was assuming the other sounded so hard that I assumed it was a trick question. Thank you, Carol. Okay, Jamie, would you like to round up and declare the winner of the quiz?
The winner of this quiz. Do we want to do something democratic here? No, we don't. Do we want to be in any way fair? No, we don't. The winner of this quiz is somebody who's very, very handsome, very kind, very intelligent, very caring, articulate, fantastic at accents and pronouncing people's names. It's me, motherfuckers. It's me. Happy Christmas to me, and I've won this quiz. It's fantastic. Thank you all.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, shall we all union? I think we should all unionize. And
yeah, I think so.
Fight against this.
Everybody, just
where's Christian Taylor when you need him?
Just gather around the fire, kids. Gather around the fire. Have yourself Tamberry little Christmas. Shave your beards. Shave your beards. Ladies, just half. May your days. Fun times. I really enjoyed that.
Indeed.
I really enjoyed that. Daniel, if you were choosing a winner, I'm interested in your thoughts because you're so well known for being so egalitarian in your work. Who would you have chosen as the winner?
If I was choosing a winner, I would also have chosen you, but more out of pity than out of any sort of sense of you having done well.
So you mean I've won again?
You have, yes. It's the gift that keeps on
it
giving.
It is. I'll take it. I'll take it all day, every day. If we move on from our questions and the fact that I have won everything apparently today because I'm the most winningest of all of this group. So it would essentially put me in the category with Dalila Muhammad and Elliot, right? Just on par with them. Perhaps a little bit better because I had to do a lot more work for this. But also Carson and KJT were the European Athletes of the Year. Nicholas, Selimon and Yaroslava were the rising stars. But who will win the Trackastic Awards, guys? Because we are about to deliver the most important awards of the season. The Trackastic Awards. I'm sure, Gabby, there's a better title for this that I just haven't come up with.
Nope.
Okay, that's it. Fine.
Nope, didn't think of one.
No, it's just my award is so last minute and underwhelming. I don't think I deserve to go first.
Oh, you absolutely deserve to go first. That sounds so like our podcast in general that it has to, we have to lead with that. So last.
Oh, well, I'm going to go for it anyway. Why not? So my award is for Tweet of the Year. I know we've still got a little bit of time left, but this has made me laugh on a number of occasions since I first saw it tweeted. So I've just got to give it an award. It is Ben Harlow via IAAF for his Carsten / Hev from EastEnders mashup.
That was a stroke of genius, that was.
So well done.
Do you think the rest of the world who don't know about EastEnders knew what on earth was going on at that point?
Not a clue.
No.
Fantastic award, worthy winner. On to the next award, which tonight will be delivered by the delectable gin slugging handsome man known as Dr. Dan. This is the gin slugger who can actually handle his gin, David, just so you know.
In fairness to young David, I've had a lot more practice. if it's all right with the awards committee, I've actually got 5 awards.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
To give out. So the first award is the Andrew Neil Ass Whooping of the Year Award. And this goes to Gabby Logan, the interview with John Bridges. Oh, I have not seen that man get spanked like that since the Seoul Olympics. That's the worst performance by a British hurdler since Chris Akabusi in those betting ads. It is just... Oh, everything I've ever said about her, I take back. It was absolutely brilliant. So, ass whooping of the year to Gabby Logan. The second award is the Grace Jackson Award for people who really, really, really wish they decided to run the 200 metres. And that goes to Shawnee Miller-Weebo. The third award is for this year's biggest "Oh, mate" moment of the year. Mm-hmm. And this goes to Darlan Romani and his 22-53, which would essentially have won every other fucking shot put gold medal ever. But what does he come? Fourth. That big, sad Brazilian. So that's for Darlan. The fourth award is the Janet from HR Award for services to background checks. And that goes to the Executive Committee of UK Athletics. Whatever the fuck was going on with Zara Hyde-Peters and people not asking questions. And the final award from Dr. Dan. And this is a joint award, actually, much like the Booker Prize this year. And it's an award for the least hilariously surprising performances of the year. And they go to Safan Hassan and Salwa Aid Nasser. Well, what an extraordinary three races they ran in Doha. How I laughed, how I chuckled, how I thought, gosh, aren't I glad for them? Never seen anything like it. What a utterly hilarious pair they are. So the joint award goes to Salwa and Hassan. So those are my five awards.
Tremendous. Thank you.
Very good.
Fantastic. I don't know how you can top that, but you're going to try, Chris. Christopher Brown.
I've gone for the comeback of the year.
Nice, I like that.
Love a comeback. Obviously, there's been some, you know, big names coming back from having children, like Alison Felix and Nia Ali and Shelly Ann. People coming back from injury, like Abigail Irizarry, Annie-Marie Corte, Cindy Ophili. They've all come back. But I've, and obviously Barsham as well, another one, but I've gone for the comeback in terms of an actual competition. When in Doha, Angelica Bengtsson, she was going for her Swedish record and her pole snapped. And then she got a new pole and it was the third attempt and she jumps the Swedish record and the crowd goes wild. I think that's my my award for comeback of the year.
Excellent choice.
And we are now going to move on. If everybody just applies their goggles, their swimming cap, we're going to dive underwater. Take a little visit to our friend Carol, who's a mermaid this evening. For Christmas, we are going to buy her a new pair of earphones so that she can actually emerge from the sea. And Carol, we are waiting your awards with bated breath as we hope not to drown.
I would like to bring my new Galaxy sign to this problem. Absolutely fine.
Translation? I haven't got a clue.
I don't know what you just said.
Carol, you're keeping things real and I love it.
I did ask to borrow my son's phone, but he said no.
Amazing.
My award, if you get in here, this is the Carol Tears in the Vestibule Memorial Award.
Tears in the Vestibule Memorial Award. Yes, Carol. Yeah. Digging it.
The nominee come from performances which have brought a tear to my eye this year.
Nice.
The first, Adams sodding fourth again play in the World Championships. Dina's 200-metre win. Neve Emerson falling over the line in Glasgow to grab the silver medal. Tim Duckworth digging deep in his very worst event to also win the silver medal. And every single event that Katrina Johnson-Thompson took part in Doha.
That's a lot of nominees.
Who are you going to go with, Carol?
I've been toying with this one. Adams was probably too depressing. Whereas the rest were joyous. But it probably has to go to page 18 because yay, from hurdle so, to the javelin to 200, it was just, oh, I've watched it on my 500 times and cried every time. So
is that why you're underwater so you don't see the tears? Or did you cry? So
she's underwater because
yes,
of the
tears. There you go.
Oh, the tears.
Stop making Carol cry, guys. Stop it. It ruins the quality of her sound.
My award is the Random Prandini Award. I have
exceptional.
I've resurrected that one from W last year.
I think so. Yeah.
So basically, I don't know how you define this award. I think it's just like something a bit fucking wild, a bit out there you wouldn't expect. So there's four nominees. The men's javelin in Doha. I actually forgot about the results of that. The Grenadian guy, was he from Grenada?
Yeah.
Andy
Peters.
Andy Peters. Ed the Duck got silver.
No, Wilson the butler, surely, just the hand with the chest.
A woman running 2:14 for the marathon. And then my last two nominees kind of linked to Dr. Dan's. 3:54, not winning a medal in a 1500 meters. And Nasser moving to number three all time in the 400. And I think 3:54, not winning a medal in the women's 1500 meters is pretty fucking absurd. It's pretty out there. So my award goes to the person who finished fourth, who I can't remember now.
Shelby
Houlihan.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one, yeah. So she'll get a bronze medal in a few years' time, but she can have this award for now.
Nice. Gabby, have you finished snacks?
I've paused. Great. I've paused my
Debbie,
snacking.
Do you think you want to present your award?
Okay, I can present my award. My award is the Hanging and Slanging BAM of the Year Award. And to come up with the, I mean, there's obviously a forerunner for this, but to come up with the nominees for the Hanging and Slanging BAM of the Year Award, I went into my Twitter account and I put in my username and the word BAM and just saw what results came up. I realised there's quite a lot of them, but I've kind of brought it down. And actually, there were five candidates for this award throughout the year. So obviously, the front runner for that is Carsten Warholm, for many, many reasons. There was his kilt wearing in Glasgow, which I'm sure we all enjoyed. More recently, he's talked about doing the 400 and the 400 hurdles in Paris next year. There was his 46.92 in Zurich. I looked up a few other things, and in July he said something about when he was trying to convince his coach to let him run the 400 indoors. Apparently he said, "I was very keen to buy a racehorse. I'm from the Scottish part of Norway and I like to make money. I wanted my coach to train the horse, but he wouldn't. Instead, he let me run the indoors." I mean, what a BAM. Total BAM story. All kinds of Carsten Warholm stories. The second candidate for BAM of the year is a lower key one, French decathlete Basile Ronan. I interviewed him in Ratingen, and I remember I wrote it at the time because I found this when I searched for BAM in my timeline. The written word really does not do justice to how happy and animated and bouncing around like a BAM Basile was. Read that with that in mind. And Stephen Mills very kindly posted a little video of Basile jumping around like a BAM. So Basile's candidate number two. Third candidate for BAM was... Michael Norman ran a ridiculous time very earlier in the year. So I think it was in April I tweeted some early 2019 BAM form from Michael Norman. He ran 43.45. What happened to Michael Norman? He decided he just wasn't really having it, didn't he, in Doha? That was all very strange.
That was very random.
That was very random. That's random Prandini territory. Our Belgian friend Sanne, she reminded us earlier the year that the coach of the women's 4x400 team in Belgium, her name is Carol Bam. which I think is great. So she coaches the girl Borleys, if you like. And before that, in February, I was writing about a decathlon in Tallinn, and I used the word BAM, and Jani Koigland translated BAM into Estonian, and it worked, because when we translated it back to English again, it came out as BAM. So those are the candidates for the BAM of the year. But it's got to go to Karsten for that hanging and slanging interview that he did in Glasgow. I mean, just what an utter BAM. So well done, Karsten. You're the Trackcastic BAM of the year.
BAM on the run. Bam on the run. That's what I got for that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can record it.
Can I go back for a snack now?
You can go back. You can go back and have a snack. Guys, I think we may have reached the end of this podcast. Somehow.
Do you not have an award?
Do I not have an award? I was thinking about like an Ivan Yukov award, like somebody who would be great crack on a night out. Probably get hammered, have an ill attempt at a high jump, that kind of thing. And I wanted to give the award to somebody, but then I forgot their name, so I can no longer give this award. I've just remembered it. It's two of them. Winnie Nanny Onda.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Halima Hakit.
Nakai.
They would be crack, lads. So my award for Let's Have a Night Out, Crack on a Night Out award, would go to Winnie and Halima.
Yay.
And that's a year done. Just out of interest, question there to all of the crew. If you had to go on a night out with somebody for the crack, who would you choose and why?
Are we speaking about cocaine?
Sorry. For our listeners in Luxembourg, I apologise. C-R-A-I-C is an Irishism for fun, just so we're clear.
But if it was the cocaine, I'd want to go out with Shaughnessy Barber.
Li Zhao Gong, or Gong Li Zhao. Yeah. I apologise if I got rid of the wrong
A few drinks,
She loves her Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart tournament.
Is it just me and Gong on the night out?
No, I think that's it.
and Dan and Sean in the background.
Dan and Sean.
Who would I choose? Who's a bit crazy? I'd probably choose Ezekiel Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'd be great.
Some moves. Yeah. I like that. Carol, who are you going partying with?
I think Naomi or Better, because she looks like a right laugh, and she called out British Athletics' crappy selection policy live on the BBC.
That was good. There's one more award that I'd like to give out, guys, if you don't mind. An Atletico award. This is going to the Atletico, who is just an absolute genius at travel arrangements, at organising ticket sales, at organising Revolut payments. And that has to go... What he's not so good at is listening to podcasts, but that's okay. We will give the award of Atletico Travel Agent of the Year to Famous Seamus.
Can everybody at
him? He will
him,
never hear
him,
this.
Yeah, so can everybody at him to tell him that he's won this? So he can actually listen to the podcast.
Jamie, if you rewind that, did you just call him Famous Seamus?
I called him Famous Seamus. That's how Bev remembers how to spell it, pronounce his name. Seamus, like famous. Can we, on that note, I think I'd love to invite the other Atleticos to add to this thread when we post the pod underneath, and... Perhaps you have other Atletico awards that you'd like to deliver, and we'd love to hear about them. And guys, that's it. That's another year done. We are heading into Olympic year. We started this podcast for an Olympic year, and we're heading into another one, which means we're all 4 years older, which you could never tell because we look just the same. In fact, we look younger, right? Slimmer, younger, sounder, richer. All good things have happened to us. Brilliant. But we just want to say, you know, all jokes aside, thank you so much for you guys for listening. We can't believe people actually still listen to us. I mean, there's two people in Luxembourg, one in Bosnia, and we'll take it. That's plenty. But genuinely, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all the feedback that we get and for continuing to enjoy this wonderful sport with us. We'll see you all in 2020 for more adventures from around the world. Coaching swap gossip. Kerry, she's got your back on that one, trust me. More rapping from Chris, losing our shit on amazing performances, and most important of all, David's predictions for next season. Who will the Jenna Prandini for 2020 be? Have a wonderful Christmas, guys. I've been Jamie at McGann Jamie.
I've been Gabby at Smoky Mozzarella.
I've been Carol at Flick22S.
I've been Chris at Chris Brown Sport.
I've been Kerry at the Petit Cushion.
I've been David at Fan_Athletics.
And I've been making a list and checking it twice, and it turns out that 4814 is still bullshit. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.